80 degrees in Nashville. We expect a high around 99 degrees. That's the actual temperature expected today. It feels like more like 110. An extreme heat warning does begin at 11 o'clock this morning and continues through Thursday evening at the very least. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Well, with that heat expecting to scorch Nashville this week, the city's Office of Emergency Management will be patrolling to help people stay safe in the extreme weather. Starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon, personnel will be circulating to places where vulnerable populations, including unhoused people, tend to gather. They'll distribute cool water, towels, and other resources to help folks weather the heat. Patrols will run until at least 4 o'clock this afternoon and could be deployed later in the week as well, depending on forecasts. The city's Office of Homeless Services also lists several cooling shelters during extreme heat, and all Nashville Public Library branches offer a place to rest and cool off with air conditioning. OEM says it's time to check up on older family members, people with chronic health conditions, and those without air conditioning. To avoid heat-related illness, the agency recommends staying hydrated, avoiding outside activities during the hottest hours of the day, and wearing a protective hat and light, loose-fitting clothing if you do have to brave the heat. Headache, dizziness, and nausea are all signs of potential heat-related illness. If you start experiencing them, move to a cooler place and seek medical help if necessary. Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell is making a bold play to block a planned data center next to the Nashville Zoo. Eminent domain. Axios reports the mayor plans to file legislation today for Metro to buy the land out from under DC Blocks. That's the company that is currently finalizing its purchase from Market Street Enterprises for $23 million. That sale is set to close early next month. If passed by Metro Council, the bill from the mayor's office would condemn the sale and purchase the property at fair market value. Then the city would put the space to public use. This move comes as a public backlash against the project has hit a fever pitch, with more than 500,000 signatures on a petition opposing the project. This weekend, country star Brad Paisley added his voice once again. In a video on social media, Paisley draws a parallel, saying artificial intelligence often pulls from the work of songwriters without their permission and stands to put musicians out of work.
And now they're trying to build a data center, a monstrosity next to the zoo, kind of in the same way, where they're not asking for permission, and it's also going to really affect something here in Nashville that's one of the beloved parts of our town. And it's without the blessing of those who are going to be affected by it.
He also argues officials in Nashville could set a precedent other communities might follow. Paisley's remarks come as two proposals to regulate data center construction head toward a critical vote next week in Metro Council. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news at NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.